We now welcome on the head coach of the Mayville Cardinals, Scott Hilbert. Coach, how are you doing ahead of this championship week?
You know, we're running a bit on fumes right now. The late pushes are a grind, but we're enjoying our time. We feel really blessed to be here and have another week together as a football team.
I always have a hard time separating the movie Hoosiers from like state championships like this and going to Camp Randall. Is there almost that Norman Dale conversation that you have to have with your kids that this is a football game? This is just one of a normal Friday, this time just Thursday. You just got to go out and do the same thing you do every week.
That's correct. And we told the kids it's going to be different in school. There's going to be a lot of buzz, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement, a lot of smiling, kids having a good time. And, you know, we want our guys to enjoy it. I mean, you're a fool if you don't enjoy this and take a moment to just reflect on everything that you've accomplished and the opportunity that you have in front of you. And I hope all these guys take an opportunity when we get into Camp Randall, they just stop and look around and really take it in and appreciate the moment. At the same time, we got a football game to win, you know, and we talk to the kids all the time. You got to earn it every single day, and we have to earn it every day this week. So we can't get too wrapped up on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as we prepare. So these guys are pretty focused on the preparation for Thursday.
Even entering last week, Northwestern and your Cardinals were the only undefeated teams in the state. Can you speak to how hard it is to have your team get up for every single game without ever having a blemish?
Well, it's quite a challenge, you know, especially considering, you know, I thought we had some pretty solid competition this year. Right off the bat, you start with Cedar Grove and you get tested early with a good level three team in Division VI. Week three, we're getting tested by WLA, tied at half. You know, you get your first opportunity to see the resiliency of your team. And every week, you just got to really impress on the kids that you just can never take this game for granted, you know, because every game is literally could be your last game. And we do that every week and just try to have gratitude and reflect on every single Monday and say, how lucky are we to be able to be here and have another opportunity to do it again this week. And that this game and our opponent, no matter who we're playing, they deserve that the best of Mayville football.
You've been to two other state title games in the last 5 years. Are there any things that you've taken from those experiences that you believe can be beneficial to you on Thursday?
I thought we did the last two pretty well coming into this one in terms of our preparation and our focus. I remember our first one. I didn't really take the time to really appreciate the moment as much as I should have. I definitely did the second time. And, you know, it's, you know, we were just unfortunate to come out, you know, on the lower end of two really competitive football games. And I honestly can't say that there's anything that we could do different because I didn't think we really did anything wrong. You know, one thing about our coaches and our kids is they've always been able to focus. They've always been able to stay in the moment and prepare their hardest. Never really get too high, never get too low. Understand what's in front of you and do your best job to attack it. And we've been pretty consistent with that, and that definitely hasn't changed this week.
You've been in some fistfights this postseason. As a coach, once those first few deep breaths are let out, are you almost happy to have to win a game like these past few, knowing what Thursday might be bringing?
Absolutely. I think there's lessons always be learned, and we're just fortunate to get through the physical grind that we had for a couple weeks with all of our guys healthy, and that's remarkable, quite frankly. When you play big physical teams like WLA and Amherst, and then you try to run the field with a team, a very physical team as well, in Lake Country Lutheran, to get tested by all three of those teams and respond in the fourth quarter the way we've had to do, it just really, again, it impresses on the kids that if we give ourselves an opportunity to win in the fourth quarter, we can get it done. We know we can survive the physical grind, and we're going to have a physical grind on Thursday for sure. And our guys now have the belief, you know, they have the belief in each other, they have the belief in their staff and vice versa, to know that when we're tested, we have the opportunity, we have the ability to respond and respond effectively and get the job done.
It's your last time, win or lose, that you're going to be coaching these seniors. What has this particular group meant to you and for the program at large?
They've come such a long way. I can't even express it. The growth, the maturity growth of this group, the physical growth of this group, the leaders they've become is pretty remarkable. You know, there are big time players on this team that weren't playing football as freshmen or weren't playing football as sophomores. And the fact that they're contributing the way they are to this team and leading this team to this destination is so impressive to me. And I'm really proud of this group. I told my wife that this one feels a little bit different. One thing that's different from this team than the ones from, 2001, 2022, I think, was the balance that this group has. And nobody really jumps off the page, because they're just a super complete team with such incredible balance, and everybody needs everyone in order to achieve.
Last one for you, Coach, but what would it mean not only to you, but for this program to overcome this final hurdle and bring a Mayville state championship back home?
We told the kids the other day that if nothing else happened after, and this was on Sunday, and we said if nothing else happened after today, you guys are winners and no one's ever going to be able to take that away from you. Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time. We have a lot of silver balls in our trophy case. We only have one gold one. That was from 1994, and that was, my father's team. So for me personally, obviously, I would love to put a championship next to his on my mantle. But I think for these kids in the community, it would really mean a heck of a lot. The community's been through a lot. We're blessed with our successes, but, they've had some obstacles, like even that tornado that came through here, through mm-hmm. this year. What a story, what it'd be for. I kind of feel our football season starts in the summertime, and at the beginning of the summer, our community was torn apart. Not entirely, but a lot of damage, and the kids all stepped up and did their part to try to rebuild that community, and I think this would just be icing on the cake.
The Mayville Cardinals will play Northwestern this Friday with a gold ball on the line, and you can hear that one right on 95.3 WBEV. Thank you as always, Coach, and good luck on this Thursday.
It was all mine, and I look forward to seeing and hearing you guys after our play on Thursday. Thanks a lot.